Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
They say you only get out what you put in, and with Recipe ingredients, there's no exception. You can always rely on the great taste and quality of Kerrygold Irish Butter. Kerrygold has teamed up with some well-known food experts to feed your imagination. Whether you are baking, brunching, or barbecuing, check out Kerrygold.com for ideas, or follow the how-to videos and recipes at Kerrygold on Instagram.
Listen on. Wikipedia article on the Morrigan. Associated with war and fate, especially with foretelling doom and death in battle. In this role, she often appears as a crow, the Badba. She is also associated with sovereignty, the land and livestock. She is believed to be a manifestation of the earth and sovereignty goddess, chiefly representing the goddess's role as a guardian of the territory and its people. As a trio of individuals, all sisters, called the Three Morrigna. Membership of the triad varies. Sometimes it is given as Badba, Matka, and Namain, while elsewhere it is given as Bal, Macha, and Anan. The latter is given as another name for the Morrigan. It is believed that these were all names for the same goddess. The Three Morrigna are also named as sisters of the three land goddesses, Eru, Bamba, and Ferdla. She is associated with the Banshee of later folklore. Earliest narrative appearances in which she is depicted as an individual are in stories of the Ulster Cycle, where she has an ambiguous relationship with the hero Cú Chulainn. In Daoine Bó Ragamna, the cattle raid of the Regamane, Cú Chulainn encounters the Morrigan, but does not recognize her as she drives a heifer from his territory. In response to this perceived challenge and his ignorance as her role as a sovereignty figure, he insults her. But before he can attack her, she becomes a blackbird on a nearby branch. Cú Chulainn now knows who she is, and tells her that had he known before, they would not have parted in enmity. She notes that whatever he had done would have brought him ill luck. To his response that she cannot harm him, she delivers a series of warnings, foretelling a coming battle in which he will be killed. She tells him, "It is at the guarding of thy death that I am, and I shall be." In the Daoine Bó Chulainn, Queen Medb of Connacht launches an invasion of Ulster to steal the bull Don Chulainn, the Morrigan, like Alecto of the Greek Furies, appears to the bull in the form of a crow and warns him to flee. Cú Chulainn defends Ulster by fighting a series of single combats at fords against Medb's champions. In between combats, the Morrigan appears to him as a young woman and offers him her love and her aid in the battle, but he rejects her offer. In response, she intervenes in his next combat, first in the form of an eel who trips him, then as a wolf who stampedes cattle across the ford, and finally as a white, red-eared heifer leading the stampede. Just as she had warned in their previous encounter. Her in each form and defeats his opponent despite her interference. Later, she appears to him as an old woman bearing the same three wounds that her animal form sustained, milking a cow. She gives Cuculain three drinks of milk. He blesses her with each drink, and her wounds are healed. He regrets blessing her for the three drinks of milk, which is apparent in exchange between the Morrigan and Cuculain. She gave him milk from the third teat, and her leg was healed. "You told me once," she said, "that you would never heal me." "Had I known it was you," said Cuculain, "I never would have." As the armies gather for the final battle, she prophesies the bloodshed to come. Cuculain's death tale, as Cuculain rides to meet his enemies. He encounters the Morrigan as a hag, washing his bloody armor in a ford, an omen of his death. Later in the story, mortally wounded, Cuculain ties himself to a standing stone with his own entrails, so that he can die upright, and it is only when a crow lands on his shoulder that his enemies believe he is dead. Thank you. also appears in texts of the mythological cycle. In the 12th century pseudo-historical compilation, La Borgue Bala Aren, she is listed among the Tuatha De Danann as one of the daughters of Urnmas, granddaughter of Nuada. The first three daughters of Urnmas are given as Eru, Bamba, and Ferdla. Their names are synonyms for island, and they were married to Mac Queel, Mac Kecht, and Mac Grain. The last three Tuatha De Danann kings of Ireland, associated with the land and kingship, they probably represent a triple goddess of sovereignty. Next come Urnmas's other three daughters, Bav, Maka, and the Morrigan. A quatrain describes the three as wealthy, springs of craftiness, and sources of bitter fighting. The Morrigu's name is also said to be Anand, and she had three sons, Glom, Gaim, and Koskar. According to Geoffrey Keating's 17th century history of Ireland, Eru, Bamba, and Ferdla worshipped Bav, Maka, and the Morrigan, respectively. Samhain, she keeps a tryst with the Dugda before the battle against the Fomorians. When he meets her, she is washing herself, standing with one foot on either side of the river Unias. In some sources, she is believed to have created the river. After they have sex, the Morrigan promises to summon the magicians of Ireland to cast spells on behalf of the Tuatha De and to destroy Indek, the Fomorian king, taking from him the blood of his heart and the kidneys of his valor. Later, we are told, she would bring two handfuls of his blood and deposit them in the same river. However, we are also told later in the text that Indek was killed by Ogmar. The battle is about to be joined. The Tuatha De leader, Lug, asks each what power they bring to the battle. The Morrigan's reply is difficult to interpret, but involves pursuing, destroying, and subduing. When she comes to the battlefield, she chants a poem, and immediately the battle breaks, and the Fomorians are driven into the sea. After the battle, she chants another poem, celebrating the victory, and prophesying the end of the world. Story. She lures away the bull of a woman named Odras. Odras then follows the Morrigan to the other world via the cave of Cruachan. When Odras falls asleep, the Morrigan turns her into a pool of water that fed into the Shannon River. If you have enjoyed this podcast or any of our podcasts, I would ask that you consider becoming a patron of ours at patreon.com/onethirdoflife. And remember, dear listener, as sleep is a natural part of life, and not something that you ever must force to happen, but merely something you allow to happen. So listen on and sleep well, as I wish you only the sweetest of dreams.
A That's Not Gunnan Productions podcast.